This is Al Simpson. America is still waiting patiently for the president's welfare reform package. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Face Off listener Lee Hill wrote into KHSJ in Kemet, California, wanting to know if raising the age of eligibility for welfare recipients to 21 might reduce the level of teenage pregnancies, lowering the number of welfare-dependent mothers. To say that teenage girls are all actively aware of U.S. welfare laws and then use them as the basis for becoming pregnant may be a slight stretch of reality. But Ted, Mr. Hill and the majority of Americans are plenty fed up with the transformation of that old welfare safety net. After decades of liberal social puttering, what we now have is a permanent hammock. Ted, if President Clinton really wants to instill a new set of values in welfare recipients, he must do it by encouraging family stability, rewarding independence, and inspiring them to education. Come on, Ted, let's rip down those dead-end signs and roadblocks on the road to welfare dependency once and for all.
Al, welcome to welfare reform. One of President Clinton's most important commitments is to end welfare as we know it. He'll soon send his plan to Congress. Some say the president's trying to do too much, but I'd say there's so much to change. The dead-end system of welfare is high on the list of priorities for change. Our listener in California says raise the minimum welfare age to 21, but that attacks the wrong part of the problem and penalizes children. The real problem is not that it's too easy for teenage parents to get on welfare, it's too hard for them to get off it. Today's system locks people in a welfare dependency. They can't get decent jobs or job training. If they take low-paying jobs, they can't afford child care, health care, or even bus fare. Most people on welfare would rather work, Al. The real key to welfare reform is making work pay. Al Simpson and I want to face off on topics our listeners would like to hear about. Just send your suggestions to the station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.